Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine, and today we have spiritual medium Laura Lee with us, who is going to do on-air readings and help you with the issues that are concerning you. Let's get some insight into what's going on in your life. So let's get started. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Again.
Sure, of course. Many. We've done many shows.
I look forward to our Wednesdays together.
Yes, I think it's like 25 or 30 shows we've done together. It's really amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I went back and I counted them. It's so many. We've been doing this a long time.
what year did we start? Was it 20? Did we in 2016? I think it's been a couple of years. Yeah.
It has been a couple of years. I have to go back and look, but I have looked. Yeah. So, all right. So we're starting fall now, and what does that bring us? What should our focus be, or what do the angels want us to talk about today?
Well, I went in and asked what today's message should be about, and I thought the perfect subject would be about discussing distressing signals that it's time to fall back. So, you know, there's these intuitive signals that, you know, tell us as, as a medium, I try to instruct my students how to tell them when it's time to step back, step away. And given that it's fall, I thought it would be perfect time to talk about these things. When it's time to fall back. And, you know, these are moments in time we need to pay attention to what the universe has intended for us, our life plan. Because I always have a lot of people say, well, I just don't know where my life plan is or where I'm supposed to go. It's those moments when we ask ourselves, or we ask God, or we ask angels, or whoever that deity is for you, which direction to turn on your life path. And we're usually given these smoke signals that oftentimes fail to discern their messages. And ignoring their call can lead us to deeper trouble or worse, end up in a moment of crisis. So I'm going to share today as a, you know, professional intuitive medium what I do and how I come to learn over the years, and share with my students how that connection with your mind-body-spirit connection are work in unison as one. They're not separate. Falls out of sorts, the others will follow. And our bodies are incredibly intuitive instruments. and they serve as tuning devices to guide us on our path. That's how spirit works with us, okay? And paying attention to these signals are guideposts to tell you where to turn next. If you can't audibly hear, you know, you know,
right.
What direction? If you're like, I prayed and I don't hear nothing, you know?
Right.
So while I'm going to share some of these signals, a lot of them are going to sound like they're physical maladies, okay? But they're not. So while I'm not a medical doctor, I do recommend you follow up with a physician if you've got some of the signals I'm going to be talking about today. But if you get an A-plus from your doctor and that all systems are go, there's something that your body is sharing and your intuitive wisdom is giving you instructions to follow. So today we're going to talk about these distressing signals that we need to pay attention to fall back and reassess the situation that we're facing. So that's
and,
where
yeah,
we're going to go.
And this is the perfect topic for us today because you and I have been working on a physical symptom I'm having that I have been to every doctor and I've gotten the all clear. I am as healthy as can be, yet I'm suffering. So
yeah.
So you and I have been working on this and I'm making great progress this way. So thank you for that.
Yes.
And I just wanted
you
the listeners to yeah. I wanted the listeners to know that this isn't just Laura's not just putting that out there, but you know, we're actually putting that into play in my life, and it's been absolutely amazing. So just a confirmation of that for all of you. So are you ready to start taking calls?
Sure, let's begin, and then we'll come back to some of the signals.
Okay.
To fall back.
Perfect. Okay. So let's start with Erico 270. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What is your name?
Joy.
Good morning, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
What is your question for Laura today?
Things are really, really tight financially, and I wanted to know if that will change for me soon.
Joy. Yeah, I feel like you've got your hands, and when I say this, it's like I'm seeing it, okay? I feel like your hands are in multiple places that, you know, several times, like you're trying to dip into several things to find solutions, you know? I don't know if this means like you've, you know, you're doing more than one job, okay? And to earn extra cash, but I also feel like, you know, that you might be looking for something new that will, you know, raise the bar for you so you don't have to overextend yourself in so many directions. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and, you know, have you gone back to school? I understand you went back to school and maybe you had dropped out and maybe you went back in. I don't know. I feel like there's a more like you going back and forth about that. Like you get in and you stepped out and maybe you went into another type of study or practice and then fell back out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went.
Okay.
But it wasn't so long, it was years ago.
Pardon me?
I said I went, but it wasn't for long. It was years ago.
Right. Well, and I just feel like you got to see something through, okay? And I feel like, you know, see something through, like going one direction and not giving up on it, not giving up on yourself, okay? And just trusting to follow that through because eventually I think it'll pay off for you in time. But I feel like you don't allow yourself to follow through on something and you're quickly to – you're rather quick to run away from it. And that's how I feel like when the next opportunity comes up for you, okay? So I feel like something else will come up for you and to give it some time to follow through for you because I feel like it will grow. It'll start out something that's really small, and maybe that's where you are right now. with something that seems like it's not producing enough, but to stick it out, because I think in the end, in the long term, it will prove, you know, the results that you're looking for financially, okay, and something you'll grow into. And I feel like it's more in a management role, okay? And as I say this, did somebody lend you money at one point in time, like a chunk of money just recently, just to get you over a hump?
It was to help me move into my new apartment.
Right. Okay. So that's my confirmation to your message.
Okay.
Okay. So I want you to, if you, you know, really don't understand what I'm saying, is to go back to the podcast after we're done on today's show and re-listen to it. Okay. But I feel like, you know, the next opportunity or the opportunity that you're in right now, it may not seem like much and you want to, you know, escape it or leave it. But I think if you stick it through, it's going to prove to be something leading into more, that it's going to give you the peace of mind financially that you're seeking. Okay.
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 You take care, Joy. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, now we have area code 201. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I'm calling because I've been looking for work and I want to know if you see me finding employment in the near future.
Oh, Rose, yes. I do see you getting employment in the near future. I mean, right now, and we just had, you know, the conversation with Joy. Right now, we are in an economy where we're at an advantage as, you know, meaning that companies are doing so well, they can't keep talent, they can't keep employees. So they're giving, you know, there's so many opportunities out there for people right now. So it's an abundance of opportunities. They might not be at the wage, you know, wages that we anticipate, but there are several opportunities out there for the marketplace. And yes, I feel like something's going to come sooner than later. In fact, I think you've already gotten a call back from somebody, but it didn't manifest into something. Does that make sense, Rose?
No.
Actually, well,
I went to a company and I had 4 interviews and they put the job on hold. You know, that's what they're doing.
Right.
Today.
Well, that's it. You're just confirming. And they what?
I said today, that's what they're doing. They're interviewing and then the job gets put on hold. It happened to me a couple of times. And
right.
I don't know
that's what I was
on.
Saying. So you just confirmed it. I feel like they're going to come back. One of the two will come back and offer you a position. So you just got to hang tight in the meantime, okay, and keep moving forward. Doesn't mean you stop, but I got the sense that somebody has already given, you know, you ample opportunity to present yourself. You're still in consideration, like I said, in the marketplace right now, that are, you know, running for all these opportunities that are in the marketplace. But I think one of them will be presented to you. So it'll be sooner than later, okay? So don't worry.
And it is a job that I had applied for already in the past.
Yes.
Because I haven't heard anything in over a month.
Yeah, it happens. So you know what? We have you followed back up.
I did. I'm actively looking for work, and it's just
okay,
nothing's
happened.
Okay,
well, keep following up. If they haven't found it, you know, keep following up. That persistence pays off. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Luck with that. That sounds exciting.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care. Thanks for calling in, Rose. Okay. All right, so where did we leave off?
Okay, we were going to talk about distressing signals when it's hard to fall back to reassess the situation. So,
okay.
The first one I want to talk about is fall back when you feel a cold chill, headaches, feverish, or flu-like symptoms coming on, okay? sometimes we have those fleeting moments where we feel these feelings rushing upon us like a mad storm. And oftentimes we pass them off as a bug because they just like dissipate. You know what I'm talking about? You know, they
yes.
come on and it's just like, and then we're like, oh, we just had a bug. Maybe it's a 12-hour bug or something like that. And that bug doesn't necessarily always mean food, okay? So if we pay attention to step away from whoever or whatever is right before us, it might not percolate into a full-fledged illness. And case in point, I had a client, Sarah, who had severe migraines accompanied by fever sensations. And she got these regularly, okay? They were so bad it caused her to miss work. She saw doctors over the matter, and it seemed like medications rarely solved the problem. Eventually, she was prescribed Botox to remedy the pain for these symptoms. And I've heard Botox is used for these things, but even the Botox wasn't strong enough to mask the warning signs. And eventually, she realized the connection that her mental sanity and peace returned whenever her husband left home on business. I'm not saying that. Okay. So anyway, the warning sign that she, you know, that she was suffering arose from extreme mental duress in her relationship. And her partner was verbally acoustic in his temperament, as well as called her names. And she knew this wasn't right. She knew it wasn't right for a long time. So she went into therapy because, of course, he wouldn't join her in it, which led her to realize that she was mentally being abused, okay? So as a result of this, you know, and she went through therapy, they, you know, the relationship ended, and she went back to school to become a therapist and help other abuse victims. So
oh my gosh.
My point in all this is it changed her life path. You know what I'm saying? So she knew
yes.
which direction to turn. So by paying attention to the symptoms, it took her a while, but over time she realized the connection and how it was all coming together for her. So that's just a point. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're mentally being abused, okay? It could be something different for you. But my
right.
point is that cold chills, headaches, fevers, flu-like symptoms to me are a signal coming from spirit that something's not right. And it doesn't always mean you're going to get the flu.
Okay.
So,
sometimes does it? Sometimes are we really getting
the
flu?
Sometimes it'll lead into the flu. You know, sometimes it'll lead into the flu, but it's because you've overextended yourself.
Okay.
And that's when, you know, when we're not paying attention to the signals, and it'll eventually, it can come out into a physical malady. Okay.
So
if we don't address it soon enough, and there's wisdom in following the instruction, you know, right when the symptom comes on.
Okay.
Paying attention to those signals. Step back, fall back.
Yeah. That's good to know. That is really important that we know that. Wow. Okay. And as flu season approaches, maybe less of, I had a terrible flu last year. And that's really good to know. So when it starts to come on, just see
yeah.
what this is about. Okay. Great.
Step back. And you know, you might be overworking it, you know, but you're overworking it. What are you overworking? You know, or maybe,
right.
like I said, it's the bug. You know how we always go, well, maybe I just had a bug.
Right.
You know, because it lasts, what, 6 hours, 12 hours or something like that. And actually,
right.
you've just stepped away from the situation, not really realizing it, and
yeah.
rested. If you
yeah,
do
I,
that,
I used to call it the Randy. I used to call it the Randy virus. Because I would get these weird things. I felt like I had a virus, and then it would come and go. It was very strange. So now I understand. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's an intuitive signal. Yeah, it's an
yeah.
intuitive signal.
It's amazing. Amazing. Okay. Let's take a caller from area code 856. Good morning. Are you there? Caller? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Obviously,
hello?
See.
Okay, I'm going to put her back on hold.
There's a disconnect. Right.
Okay.
They can call back.
Sure. I just put her back on hold. Maybe she'll come through. Okay. Good morning. I can't tell what your area code is because it's coming up as 9/11. 9/11.
Oh, hi. 9/11.
9/11. 9/11.
Morning call. That's because I'm on my Google phone. Oh, no.
Yes. You and Laura. Hi. Laura always comes up as 9/11s, so that's perfect.
Oh, wow.
Good morning. What is your what is your name?
Hello. Good morning, ladies. This is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna.
I have a friendship question. My best friend and I recently reconciled. He's a male. And I wondered if you saw this moving forward in a positive direction now.
Well, yeah, I do at the moment, okay? But
uh-oh.
I feel like there's the reason I say that is I get there's a male. First of all, Joanna, let me go here, okay? I feel like there's a male on the other side with one or the two of you, like a fatherly figure, that happens to be coming through who's, watching over the situation. Is this your father or is this his father that's crossed over?
Both our fathers are still here.
Both of them are still here. Who's got the military connection on the father's side?
Oh my goodness. Both of ours. I'm sorry. I just realized that both of our grandfathers have passed and they both have a military connection.
Okay. Well, there's your connection too. Okay. Cause there's a military, okay. Major military. So it's a grandfather figure. All right. So this is what I got immediately as soon as you started talking. Okay. Somebody has more feelings than friendship and they aren't acknowledging them. And that's caused a lot of distress. So
yes.
I feel like there's more beyond the friendship and there might be a push for, romantic inclinations that aren't being fulfilled and it causes the disruption. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like everything left unsaid underneath the
yes,
everything
yes,
left
exactly,
unsaid.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. So he tells me, if those are addressed, yes, you will proceed.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we started out like that, but we are a great distance apart. And so we stayed very close in a friendship. But I did it, he drops hints at times. He's with someone, but I didn't know if it would ever wind up that way, in other words.
Well, I believe it will, given, I think eventually, I bet he's hitting this direction because his heart's still there. So obviously his heart's still there. And, it's distance is what's blocking you, the distance, the physical distance is what's blocking you. You're getting your head in the way. Okay.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Always listen to the heart. The heart knows your plan. That's how intuition works. The heart knows the plan. So our call with the divine, think not lightly that God is not calling you because of your own heart's desire.
Yes.
Okay, so whether you want to call God, angels, I don't care, but the intuitive signals are there. The heart knows.
Okay.
Okay, so I believe if you keep dismissing this, of course, you guys are going to have more challenges. But if it's addressed and dealt with and find a way, you will find a way. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, right?
Exactly. No, but, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hope that answers your question,
Joanna. Yes, it does. Yes, bless you both, ladies. You're so wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's always good to hear. Okay, now we have area code 630.
Hi.
What was
good morning. Area code 630.
Good morning.
Hi, what
Thank
is your
you for
name?
Taking my call.
Sure.
Dion.
Dion, okay. Hi, Dion. Hi. What is your question for Laura?
My question is, do you see me reconciling with my friend also?
Oh, my.
It's not February. It's not the month of love. Okay.
Did I hear your name correctly as Dion?
Yeah, my mom named me after Dionne Warwick.
I was just going to say, I'm like, is that Dionne Warwick or what?
That's amazing.
I was like, I love it. Okay, that's a good name to carry. That's a good guy to have. I do believe this is going to come around in time. But again, almost like Joanna, who's engaged in another dynamic with another party, because I feel like there's another party in there, you know, kind of mixed in. Is it you or the other person? Because I feel like somebody's kind of blocking the reception.
Yeah, I don't know, because I haven't talked to him in, like, about a year. So I'm not sure. There was third-party interference from both sides. It wasn't necessarily he was, like, dating someone else, but his daughter was intervening. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might have been dating somebody else, but I don't – that's not even a word.
Okay,
like,
well,
it
doesn't matter. Even if a daughter, you know, was intervening, that can have a, you know, a big disruption on a relationship. That often happens, okay? That's, you know, and it can be a love connection, you know, that a daughter can be a very big, strong pull in decision. Children have that pull on parents, okay? So I feel that in time, but I feel like it's later down the road. So I wouldn't, you know, what's the word for it? I would continue to move on and do what you need to do, Dion, and, you know, move on with life. And I think eventually you guys will have your paths intertwine again. Yes. And as I say that, was it you that ultimately broke up the last time? Because I got I got this sense that you walked away the last time. And I feel like you guys have done this dance a little bit more than once. You know, you came together, broke up, came together, broke up, right?
Yeah, it was me that walked away the last time because
yes,
I couldn't handle the pressure. It was just too...
Okay, there's your confirmation. That's my confirmation to the message. Okay? So confirming that later down the road, your paths will intertwine again. All right? So, all right.
Thank you.
Take care. Take care
Thank
of your
you
heart,
so much
Amy.
For calling in, Dan.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, love connections right and left.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's all positive. The first two callers were about jobs, and the second two about the heart.
Yeah.
But
it sounds like a lot of positive things happening for our callers today.
Right. You know what? Let's talk about the heart, because to me, the heart is the primary signal out of the whole body. To me, that organ is more than an organ pumping blood, keeping us alive. It's probably the most important intuitive instrument in our bodies, okay? So if you fall back, if you have reoccurring chest pain, especially surrounding the heart, like heartburn, a heart stab, irregular palpitations. I know these all sound like symptoms of a heart attack or a panic attack or maybe a bad Mac attack. Okay. But if you are the lucky few who followed up with a doctor and there's no signs thereof, you need to heed your heart's counsel. Okay. And watch these transitory moments pass. Like, who are you with? Who's weighing heavy on your heart? Or who are you thinking of in that moment, even if they aren't there, but they're always there, hanging on your heart? Who burdens your heart? Okay? So that means something there is you know, giving you a signal. That's a smoke signal. That's probably the biggest smoke signal I can give you out there. Okay? And like I said, in, you know, paying attention to that signal, like we talked about Joanne, it, you know, her path, her life path will change if she is willing to listen to that heart call with her partner, her best friend. Hey, me, oh my gosh, how could you not have a better partner or mate in life than your best friend?
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's absolutely true.
At the end of the day, that whole, you know, romantic inclinations start to die off, you know, and are, you know, but if you've got your best friend there, what better person to have you along your side but your best friend? So, I mean, her whole life path will change as a result of listening to those signals.
Beautiful. So important to know these things. Okay.
Yeah, we're not taught. Most people are not taught these things because, well, you know, we're also ingrained with Western medicine. You know, we deal with a physical malady. We deal with a physical symptom. And there's so much more. Our bodies and our beings are. We're bigger than just that. And those areas, like our intuitive signals, our intuitive aspects of our being, whether we're male or female, have largely been ignored over the years and dismissed and disrespected. And I think that's associated, here I go, I'm going to say it. I think a lot of that's associated with the disrespect women in the feminine nature get as a whole.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
In the world. Yes.
Okay.
I think there's a connection between all of that.
Well, who would know better than you?
I don't know. I just, but that's my intuitive guidance on it. You know, I meditate
absolutely
on this. I'm like, because, you know, the masculine's the rational side. The feminine's more the intuitive side. Why do we dismiss this intuitive side of ourselves that's present in male and female? And why do we dismiss it? Why is that so scary? Why is it, you know, something that we don't pay attention to more as a society? And we can already see, you know, in the physical world that it is disrespected, the feminine nature.
That's true.
We can see it all the way up in our government. We've got big fights going on over this issue right now. So, anyway, that's another subject for another time. We're sticking with the healing part, right?
Absolutely. Okay, let's take another caller. Come on. Area code 917, good morning. You got in.
Yes, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy
what
Wednesday.
Is your name?
Tina, thank you for allowing me to join this psychic party because you guys are partying. I can feel it. Thank you.
We are partying.
I'm sorry,
yep.
I didn't
absolutely
get your name.
Absolutely.
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Yes, Tina. Hi, Tina.
Yeah, your angels are dancing and throwing confetti. I can feel that. I just wanted to ask.
Oh,
about,
my.
Thank you. Thank you for that comfort.
I'm glad you're feeling it.
That's good information. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask about a relationship with Lauren.
Okay. Oh, you know, you mean if the relationship is worthy, you know, to what? Is that
yes,
what you're
going,
with?
We just started dating, so I'm excited.
Oh, you're excited. Okay, well then,
yes.
If you're excited, those are good vibrations. Why not? You know,
yeah,
I mean, every
amazing
relationship's going to, yeah, every relationship's going to have its challenges, you know, and I don't want to put a kibosh on it. I want you to enjoy what you got going on. If you got, I mean, if, like you said, you're in love, so you get on here and you're telling us the angels are throwing confetti. everything comes up roses when we're in that love space, isn't it? So, T, Tina, I don't need to give you a psychic prediction. If you're feeling the vibe, go with the flow right now and just enjoy, okay? And when things get hard, just remember where you are right now. Things are good. So, okay, and bring it back to that space and hold on to that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
No psychic prediction needed for that. But go with the flow.
I just wanted to see what you picked up from his spirit. We are love detectives. We still detectives.
I'm sorry. I just heard you screaming and I got worried. What?
I said, women, we're still love detectives. We still just want to have every area covered.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Yes. And we worry, we worry when we have these new wonderful relationships if they're going to last. What is your gut feeling about this?
Oh, me? Oh, I feel
yes.
good.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
there you
go.
Go
with it. Go with it.
Go with
I'm not going to just. I'm not going to put the kibosh on anything like that.
No, it's
I
not
want
kibosh.
You to enjoy
it's
it.
Just whatever you saw, then I can pray on it. Just whatever you saw.
I want you to trust those feelings and go with it. As a teacher and as somebody who does this intuitively for a profession, I want you to listen to it. Pay attention. Go forth.
That's
you
your
have
my prediction.
Yeah, that's your psychic prediction.
Okay, we'll continue the party.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for listening
thank
in.
As I'm sitting here blowing my nose and coughing and everything because I didn't pay attention to it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That was cute. That was really cute.
Yes.
Okay. So, and that's interesting because that really relates to what you're saying. We don't need a prediction if we listen to our heart and our intuition.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
There it is, right?
I want her to pay attention. Yes, you've got your own signals built in. You don't need a psychic. You don't need a clergy member. You don't need, somebody of authority. Let's say he's a certified therapist. You really got the signals inside of you. Your body's that fine-tuned instrument. So let me give you another one real quick, okay? Because I know our time's limited, and I'm just
we don't have any more callers, so we can just kind of talk about this till the end.
Oh, I'm amazed!
Yeah.
I'm amazed to hear that. So fall back if things don't smell right, because they're usually not, okay? And I'm not talking about when someone has gas and we all run from the horrendous edges, okay? I'm talking about, scents that come upon us that, it seems like nobody else is smelling them but ourselves, okay? And I have this client, Macy, I've got this perfect example, who had a prevalent smell of mold in her home. And she thought she was going crazy because no one else could detect the scent, okay? And since it was a rental, they didn't renew their lease and just moved away from it, okay? But they moved into a new home where the same scent was detected by her super senses, okay? Again, everyone in the household began to mock her, but she was a concerned mother, so she decided to have the house searched by experts. And lo and behold, they detected black mold in the attic of her second home, okay? And this time, they had their home cleared of the residue. That's a big overhaul. I've had that done myself.
Wow.
That's a big expense, and you got to have, some expert clean company to come in and clear all the mold from the house. It's a big deal. But here's the clincher. The following fall, her nose picked up the same scent in her daughter's school, okay? And she brought it to the attention. Isn't this incredible? She brought it to the attention of the authorities at the school, and they dismissed her concerns as they claimed they had already remedied the mold problem over the summer, okay? But she kept smelling. She had this persistent smell every time she went into the school, and she made it her mission that they double-check the mold issue in the school. And they did. They had another group of people come in to make sure that the job was done from the first, cleaning company, and it wasn't done right.
Wow.
So the school, right. So the school went ahead and did it again. And you know what? My client at the time, struggling, you know, financially, and she decided to open one of these businesses and help people clear their house.
What an amazing story. I love it.
So I'm just saying that, you know, you have to, you know, paying attention to these signals can lead you on a path that you might not even imagine, you know, and it gave her the financial stability that she was looking for all along and just followed the scent of her nose.
That is unbelievable. I love it. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That was really great.
So, I mean, there's so many more of these that I could go on and on about. But, like, for instance, when things, you know, you want to fall back also, you know, when we feel that kick in the gut or we got nausea or stomach pains.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever had those. And they
I get nausea out of nowhere sometimes, yeah.
Right, right. And then again, you think maybe I had a bug, maybe I ate something wrong, right? But again, those are intuitive signals, you know, right around the solar plexus area that, you know, we're giving out our power over somebody, maybe things somebody said earlier or somebody standing in front of us and they said something or did something and it's just caused us that big, quick, swift kick right there. So, you know, to fall back from the situation and not really, you know, give too much power to it. Okay? There's I've also, you know, fall back anytime you have pain anywhere in the body. Persistent pain in the body isn't pleasant for any of us. And sometimes we'll, like, override these signals and push forward. That pushing forward is abusive to our bodies and sometimes to our own detriment. And I personally can attest to this approach when I was a marathon runner and my knees and hips and bleeding toes weren't taking it anymore. And I was in my early 20s. I was climbing from my bed and walking around like an 80-year-old. So on one of my long training runs, I hit a wall and decided to walk home. And I took out a yoga tape instead that I had been carrying along for a couple of years and started stretching my body to this yoga tape. And I started to feel good. My body started to feel good. So I entered a studio and became a student. And then from there, after about 8 years of study, I became a yoga instructor. So
amazing.
I've been a yoga student instructor for almost 20 years. So I'm just saying it changed my life path. And I can say I don't regret paying attention to those signals that led me on my path. So
Perfect way to end the show. We are running out of time. You know, our next show is on Halloween, October 31st.
So that
should be really interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And that's it for today, or we're going to get cut off.
Awesome.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's been wonderful. You're welcome. Enjoy your day, all of you, all of my listeners. Okay, bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randi Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randigfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randi G. Fine.